Winter storm and blizzard warnings are in effect for the eastern half of the state through early evening. The South Dakota Highway Patrol has issued a no-travel advisory for parts of the area. Along with the snow, low visibility and near whiteout conditions with winds in excess of 40 miles per hour are adding to highway safety concerns. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has more.
As the first snow of the season makes its way across the state, officials are urging motorists to stay off the roads in the hardest hit areas. Captain Jason Husby is with the South Dakota Highway Patrol. He says road conditions remain dangerous in many locations.
The Highway Patrol has been very busy with vehicles in the ditch, other crashes. Had several semis slide off the road or slide partially off the road, which is blocking traffic. So if travel is absolutely necessary, give yourself plenty of time and reduce those speeds down. On the interstate right now, cars are traveling about 20 to 40 miles an hour. And with the visibility in the roads, that's all the faster you can go.
Husby says the warm ground temperatures are actually making road conditions worse.
And with the heavy winds, what's happening is it's pushing that really wet, heavy snow onto the roadway, kind of half refreezing it and making it into slush. So even as the DOT snow plows are out working, getting that snow off, you know, just a very short time later, the roads are becoming slick and slushy all over again.
Officials with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls say winds will continue to cause low visibility until later this evening. But Saturday's forecast looks to be relatively wind-free and sunny for most of the state, though temperatures will remain low. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kenzie Wagner.